This is BirdieCast. Welcome back to BirdieCast. This is an update episode after our hiatus. We got Maya here. Hey, Maya.
Hello.
How's it going?
Glad to be back.
What you been up to?
I am sitting here in, we're doing a different kind of interview because we're in two different places and we're doing it online, but I'm in DC and Leslie is in Chapel Hill, or Raleigh rather. And yeah, I'm good. It's an early morning here and chilly, but one thing about I've had a little career change, so now whether it's cold or hot or raining outside, I don't have to be outside in it. So I look out the window and it's like, it looks nice out.
I think one of our last episodes together was you playing on the LPGA tour. So tell us a little bit how that whole experience has been for you.
Yeah, so played on the LPGA tour. I guess it was 2 years. Half of one of the years was COVID year. Yeah, it was a good experience. It's a lot of different travel and people are kind of in their pods. But the golf courses are incredible. You know, you get to go to some different parts of the world as opposed to Symetra being domestic. So that was fun. But I lost my card after the second year, but also was not enamored with the lifestyle. I think for me, I loved the camaraderie on Symetra and the people, and had a lot of friends on Symetra, and then moving to the LPGA where it's a little more challenging just socially. I think it's definitely more competitive with, you know, higher stakes, and so it's a lot more flying as opposed to driving, which gets expensive. You do have a caddy every week, which was a great experience, and I loved learning how to use a caddy, and they became some of my best friends. So it was a great experience, but expensive. And I didn't love the hotels. And that was one thing about starting to play on the LPGA during COVID, was there wasn't as much host housing being set up. You could, if you had host housing previously, then you could ask if you could stay with them again, but they weren't setting up new host housing, which we've talked about on this podcast before, and it's a very unique part of playing professionally and something that I loved about Symetra Tour. So, but I didn't have the opportunity to do that on the LPGA, which was something that I really missed. So, yeah, so I decided to step away from the game. So I've been working as a medical assistant for the last year in an orthopedics office here in Maryland. And then I am attending Goucher College starting in end of May, where I'll be taking all the prerequisite science classes for medical school and then applying to medical school. So
Maya's gonna be a doctor. Yeah.
One day.
Like, one day, one day.
It's a long road.
The original plan was gonna be PA school, right?
That was definitely an option. I looked at a lot of different things. That was one thing when I stopped playing golf. It was like, what do I do now? You know? It was a lot of it was a lot of research, a lot of lists, a lot of pros and cons lists. I was kind of deciding between three major tracks. I think one was being a doctor, one was being a physician's assistant, a PA, and then one was like more thinking of going to like business school, getting an MBA, doing something like business related. And basically I just talked to anyone and everyone and talked to friends and family and, you know, asked if they knew anyone in any of those areas and talked to people that went to business school, talked to doctors, PAs. And so, just a lot of data collection to see what I wanted to do. And, I learned that I did want to go into medicine. So I got this job as a medical assistant, and at this job, you could kind of see what the role of a PA was versus a doctor, and getting to talk to the doctors, and but also learning that I love the patient interaction aspect of it. So So I learned that this was the right path. And then I also learned that I do want to be a doctor as opposed to a PA. So long road, but I'm ready for it.
That's awesome. You'll do great. I would love to be, if I need a doctor, I would love to be your patient if you'll have me.
I got you. It depends. Hopefully I'm like, you know, if I'm in a specialty, then you probably just don't want to see me because it means that you have something wrong with you. But
right. Do you kind of know a specialty you'd want to do?
I don't know. I'm really not sure. Yeah. And I mean, you don't have to know going into medical school, but I'm trying to shadow doctors to see kind of different aspects. I mean, working in an orthopedics office, I think I don't really want to do orthopedics. It's interesting, but it wasn't something that I loved looking at all the time. But I think there's just a lot of different areas that you can go into. So I think there's probably even areas of medicine that I don't even know about that would be interesting. So yeah, so not choosing anything just yet, but open to possibilities for sure. So
yeah, that makes total sense. Are you still practicing a little bit or playing for fun? When's the last time you played around?
I think the last time I played a round of golf was in the fall because it got cold, but now it's getting warm again. So we went to the range the other day and it went okay. Definitely some shots where I'm like, ooh, that's not so bad. And then some shots where I'm like, ooh, that's not so good. So there's a lot more variance now, but it's fun still. I still like it. I mean, it's fun to be out there practicing, and it's also fun to go play and be outside for a few hours and, you know, not take it seriously. And, you know, if I hit a good shot, it's really fun. And if I hit a bad shot, the first couple times I had to fight the urge to like go into diagnosis mode and like try and figure out what happened and like, how do I prevent this from happening again? How to, you know, what's going on? And now it just doesn't matter. So, which is fun. I wouldn't say I'm playing better because of it, but it makes it fun. So
that's awesome.
But yeah. But what about you? I guess how was your off season, first of all? And then what are you doing this upcoming season here? We're in it.
Off season was good. I actually took a little bit of a break. It wasn't really planned necessarily, but I took a couple weeks off. And it was actually really nice. After like a week or two, I was just like, oh, and I have to worry about my game 24/7 or like every single little decision. Like, is this hurting or helping my game? Even on a social level, right? Or eating or whatever it is, sleeping. So that was kind of nice to take a little break from that and just like find myself not worrying about it constantly. Yeah, I mean, I'm still competing, playing on the WAPT mainly. I've got some Ladies European Tour events lined up as well. So yeah, still going after at it. Still going after it. And I also started teaching since February at an indoor studio. I also have an outdoor place I can teach at. So I've been busy doing that. I also teach online on Skillist. So BirdieCast listeners, if you need some help with your game, feel free to hit me up. But yeah, it's been great so far. I mean, all my weeks off, I'm slammed actually with teaching, which is pretty cool for just getting started. And honestly, it's really changed my whole mental game as well when I go out and play now. And it has mainly to do with the financial aspect, right? Like, I'm not so dependent on my scores to be my only source of income. And that has just totally changed my relationship with the game, where I almost feel like I'm playing again before I turn pro. And that's something that a lot of coaches probably never really talk to you about, is how the financial aspect changes your relationship with the game once you turn pro. And I understand that for some players, it doesn't really matter. But if you're doing it sort of all by yourself and you're financing the thing by yourself or trying to find ways to make it work and keep playing, like for me personally, that I put a lot of pressure on myself and I didn't really know how to not do that. Like, it was always there in the back of my mind. And now I just go out and play and I know I've got it covered. Like, I don't necessarily need to make any money based on my results, which is pretty neat. Or yeah, just the financial aspect has been a lot different for me now, and how that affects my overall game and how I feel about things. So it's been a good change, I think. I mean, I practice a little less now, definitely over the off weeks. But when I do practice and play, I enjoy it way more now. I don't know. It's just been different.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't say great. I'm like, I would say, I guess my performance has been about the same. It's not like it's decreased or anything like that. And yeah, I just enjoy looking at other people's swings and trying to help them out with their game again, instead of obsessing about my own game 24/7. So it's been a nice change. And yeah, we're picking up BirdieCast again. I'm really excited about that. We're going to be interviewing players and coaches, all experienced people. And the goal of BirdieCast now is going to be to pretty much learn about the different paths to where these people have gotten to, but also share some of the wisdom they've accrued along the way. That's pretty much it. I don't really have a fancy tagline for it, but...
Love it. With the new little logo too, which I love.
Yeah, we got the new logo, thanks to Kate over at Ground Under Repair. If you need a logo, definitely check them out. I want to back up a little bit to your playing experience, Maya, because during COVID, we got to play a good amount together. I would say, like, on a weekly basis with KP when she was pregnant. I remember that. And I gotta tell you, like, that whole stretch, that's the most focused and best game I've seen. I've seen you, and I feel like I've been able to watch you at your best level during that during that time period. And I had like no doubt you were gonna kill it on LPGA, but then for some reason you didn't. Like, it just didn't. Like, I just felt like there was such a miss. Like, it just wasn't the same. Like, the way you were playing when we were playing together, like, that was, like, winning LPGA events. Like, not...
Yeah, that was, like, fun. Well, I think it was a few things. I was definitely playing really well during COVID. I think, on the one hand, it's playing well with friends, playing well with, people that I'm comfortable with, on courses that I've played before. So I think that helps. I think that was probably the main thing, was that I wasn't maybe preparing the best and kind of creating a sense of confidence, that I was playing well, but I was playing well in a very comfortable position. So I think, in retrospect, trying to make things more challenging, whereas it was like, confidence is great, but I think confidence because you've achieved something really challenging is better than confidence that I had built up from playing with friends on courses that I know week after week. So I think in that sense, and it was a lot of repetitions, whereas I think for it to be repeatable, it has to be able to, you have to be able to swing and hit a golf shot once every 5 minutes. So I think, I could play well and practice well, but it was high volume and could kind of get into the groove. So I think in retrospect, changing how I practiced a little bit, I mean, I thought I was doing a good job, but obviously it didn't translate. So I think doing it even more so, where I think making it more challenging so that when I got on the LPGA, it didn't seem like such a shock. And I think to that point, playing, LPGA is more challenging golf courses. I think it was you what looked good playing some of the courses that we were playing with some of the misses didn't look as good on more challenging golf courses. So I think that would be another thing, would be to try and find really challenging golf courses to play and see how you score on those. So I think those were some of the things, added with, you know, going from, you know, socially and emotionally, like going from living with Catherine Perry and being around, I mean, it was COVID, but we still played a lot of golf together and played a lot of golf with the guys at the course. And so socially I think we were unique in that it didn't feel isolating because we had golf. And so we, you know, it was probably, you know, very strange, but we did have social interaction because we could go out and play golf with people. So I think going from living with Catherine and being able to play golf with the guys at Findlay and then going onto the LPGA where, you know, it's me and the caddy. So I think kind of, you know, in the first event of the year, I was in an Airbnb on my own and I was like, okay, like, here we go. So I think it was a mix of how I practiced and I had confidence. And then when that confidence was shaken, it was hard to get back because I had built it on something that was a little bit fluffy as opposed to a stable, you know. It's like when you go to the range and you hit 57 irons, like, yeah, the last one's going to be pretty darn good because you just hit 49 of them. So, but being able to hit 1 7 iron, like right then in a challenging situation off a not flat lie into, you know, a small green, is a lot different than that 50th 7th iron. So I think I did better at that than I had ever done practice wise. And that's why I was playing so well when we were playing together at, you know, at the, just during COVID. But I think I didn't do it enough. And so when conditions got harder, I didn't quite have the game to meet the like increased challenge. So,
that's played really interesting. Well. Yeah, I mean, you were killing it. I thought you were doing such a good job. And yeah, I was kind of wondering what, I don't know, you thought was the mismatch. Yeah. That's kind of what it felt like to me, just, you know, observing the thing. But, mm-hmm. But yeah.
Yeah, and great, I think player, he's though. Hard. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I played well. I think, too, it was hard. It was just, I played really well, like, the first round on the LPGA. And then, like, I was like, oh, man. Like, I got to keep doing this. And it was just, like, kind of psych. I don't know, not psych myself out. But there's just a lot of really good players. So it feels like you have to, I mean, that might be part of it, too. You feel like you have to do more than what you usually do or be different than what you usually are. And it's like, to some extent, it's like what got you there. But then it's that age old debate of like, you know, do you just keep doing what got you there because it got you there? Or is it what got you there just going to get you there, but it's not going to keep you there? So it's like, I kind of struggled with that a little bit when I got to the LPGA, because I was like, okay, like, is what I'm doing right now that got me here, is this going to keep me here? And so I think in some regards, that's really hard to kind of figure out. And I think trying to figure out what exactly got you there and what exactly is holding you back from staying there is a challenge. So, and yeah, I think I did okay at it. I mean, yeah, I obviously didn't stay there, but I think I learned a lot. And I do think if it was the LPGA with the Symetra atmosphere, I would have done a lot better, because I did really, you know, we're playing golf, but it's also your life to live. And I really enjoyed the camaraderie and the people that I met on Symetra. And I think I Yeah, I love that. So I think if it was with the people and the atmosphere of Symmetra, but the like competition and the venues and the money of LPGA, that would have been ideal. But it was tough. I think that's partially why I stopped playing those, because it was like, okay, like I didn't love the LPGA, so I dropped back to Symmetra. But then why would I keep playing Symmetra if the goal of Symmetra is to get to LPGA? But I didn't even really want to play on the LPGA because I was just a happier human on the Symmetra tour. So that was kind of my decision of like, okay, like I'm gonna be playing Symmetra, working to get to the LPGA, but it's not even really where I wanted to be. So yeah, I think I just kind of wanted different things at that point.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it makes total
You were
sense. I always hear that, the higher level you go, the more kind of cutthroat and individualistic it is. I mean, I gotta tell you, on a WAPT, it's just like a big, it's kind of like college. Yeah,
Love it.
it's definitely a different atmosphere, and everybody's trying to help each other, like players trying to help each other, because you're all kind of in the same boat. But yeah.
That's
I'm still trying
amazing.
to go at it. Like, I feel like
Yeah.
personally, I would do a lot better actually, in a little bit more, I don't know, just be on your own atmosphere. So, I'm kind of
Yeah.
looking forward to that.
Yeah, I think you do really well at it too. Yeah. I think
It's kind of
it's
surprising though, because I feel like you, like when I got to know you first in college, I just felt like you're a big introvert. So actually, just when I got on Symmetra, it was very surprising to see you very social, really, and just really enjoying that part. I wouldn't have guessed that. Do you feel like that has changed, or have you always enjoyed kind of more the social part, or?
I think it's changed. I think it was helpful. I think in school it was very focused. You have a lot on your plate just with school and golf, and then going to Symmetra, I think it was really helpful to have Katherine Perry and then Allie White both on tour, and Katherine O'Donnell. So I immediately had friends and people that I met, and yeah, got a lot of joy from the people and learning, people's stories and getting to know the people on tour. And I think that was a shock. Not a shock, but it was something that I wasn't expecting of myself either, that I would really enjoy the social aspect, and getting to have such great friends on Symmetra was something that I wasn't expecting. I think it's you see it more of or I saw it more as like a stepping stone to LPGA, and but then getting there and just really good people on the tour. So I think that made it that was different than I think I was expecting of myself. But when you get out there too, it's so you're so many weeks together, and you do host housing and you're staying with other players, that it's kind of hard to I think it's harder if you're not willing to meet people and kind of make those connections. I think it makes playing even harder, because you're in contact with people all the time. So I think I just learned to really appreciate that, and I think that was something that I learned about myself that I then, when I decided to step away from golf, that was, I think one of the big things that I had to do was parse out, instead of being a golfer, it's, I'm somebody who plays golf, but it's not who I am. But there's obviously aspects of the golf life that I really loved. So I think there were things, that I wanted to incorporate in whatever I did next. So, and for me, that was a lot of like, I do love that every day is different. So you can structure every day differently, and no 2 rounds are the same. So it's not monotonous at all. And I really like that. I think the other part that I really liked is the interaction with people. And so I think for me, when I kind of looked at different paths, that was something that I really enjoy about medicine so far, is the interaction with patients and getting to talk to people. And, you know, everybody has a really interesting story. And so getting to hear people's stories and getting to meet people. And but also in medicine, every day is different. So you just never know. So so those were kind of two big aspects of golf that I really loved, and then I wanted to make sure that I incorporated. So, yeah. Sweet. But I do, love the people more than I thought.
All right. I think we're going to round up this little update episode. I'm sure we'll get you on, and all the fans will hear from you again very soon.
Yeah. And we want to hear more about you too. So we'll definitely have to do another one.
All right. Catch you later, Maya. Thanks for coming on again, giving us an update and some insights over the last few years.
Yeah, right, of course.
Do you want to do the thanks for listening to Brady Cast?
Yeah, I could do that. Well, you want to do it together?
Yeah, together. Yeah.
Right. Ready?
You count.
1, 2, 3.
Thanks for listening to Brady Cast. One more time.
I don't think it worked.